We could talk about a fun thing. We could talk about leads. My intention is that this inspires you. Maybe you grab one idea, you go apply it, you go after it. How to sell yourself in 30 seconds? Man, how many people hang up the phone maybe, right? Or we struggle with getting them to want to give us 5 minutes of their time. And I want you to just think, who is my target audience? And the way you start thinking about who is you start thinking about why do I do what I do? I would not spend all of your time worrying about being perfect. Okay, done is better than perfect. Everybody should write that down. Kim. Kim's going. Kim's great. I already like her. I can already tell. She's that accounting, you know?
Yeah.
That was my degree in college, accounting. So yeah, I get it. You know, I get it. So today's gonna be fun. We talk about a fun thing. We could talk about leads, right? Lead generation. Leads make you money. It's great, right? And so kind of the outline of today is gonna be just a little bit more of some of my experience, giving some stories about how I used to do stuff and how good I am at it. It's good that I'm young, by the way. Some of the things we're gonna talk about, we're gonna have a non-techie leads today, okay? And then we're gonna have some techie leads, right? Both of which, you know, you can be good at. It doesn't matter where you're at with techie, non-techie, okay? Because you'll learn or you could leverage, right? Learn or leverage, that's huge, right? Samar here is actually one of my clients, as well as a sponsor of today.
Yeah.
So stand up, Samar.
Yes.
So she owns, have no issues with insurance, like the whole nine. She's just awesome. And so I work with her team. I've been working with them for about 3 months. So you can ask her later about the results that we've had. It's been a really good process. So yes, and thanks again, Sydney, for bringing me in and having me. She's pretty awesome because she's just, you guys don't see all the stuff that she's probably doing behind the scenes, right, to set this up. I mean, we're emailing over a couple months and, you know, chatting and stuff. So give it up for Sydney. We'll get a little, yeah, clap, yes. So thank you. Thank you for doing this. And thank you, Kim, for being the camera woman. So here we go. We're gonna have some fun. And if you're taking notes, click. If you're taking notes, you'll probably want to write some things down. I tend to talk sometimes fast. I get excited. Okay? So,
very excited.
So write some stuff down. But the good news is we are recording. So I have a YouTube channel at the end, which I will bring every. So you guys will be able to bring it. Everyone who's not here, you can send them the link and stuff like that. So we do that. Yeah, you absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. So the YouTube channel is at Joe Ignis. So if you want to do that, well, you'll get an email at the end of today and stuff like that with it. Okay, so we're going to run through these stuff. We're going to talk about leads in general through relationships. And we're going to talk about one platform, Facebook, which is probably the simplest for everybody here. And then we'll give you some free stuff at the end. I'm going to give away a free Facebook lead generation guide that's going to walk you through actual conversations I've had on Facebook through DMs that have turned into revenue to give you a good idea of how to actually talk to people. I'm also giving you the first chapter of my book for free, which is cool. So those will both be in an email to you. It'll have my YouTube channel and stuff like that as well. So I do a lot of free content. We do weekly videos on business growth from, you know, analyzing how to invest wealth to how do you ask for a referral better. All that different stuff. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. I do that for you. As we go through, there will be a little form at the end to just ask feedback for, you know, the presentation, what you like, what you can apply. We can talk about a lot of good stuff, right? But you don't do anything with it, doesn't matter, right? In that feedback form too, because we have just such a short period of time, like we have like an hour to talk about lead generation. We probably spend weeks, months talking about lead generation. In fact, I do with clients. We talk about things over long periods of time. And that's really where a lot of growth happens. My intention is that this inspires you. Maybe you grab one idea, you go apply it, you go after it. But if you want to take your business to the next level, if you want to leverage your time, maybe not have to do 7 years of door-to-door sales to learn how to be an absolute masterclass salesperson, or maybe not have to recruit 43 people the hard way, right? To go sell books at 80 hours a week on straight commission, right? You can leverage your time, and that's what I do with coaching. So in that little form, they'll ask you a question of like, hey, would you like to follow up with Joe? And, you know, meet and get to know each other a little bit better. That's, you know, we just learned. Cindy's been through the process before, and it was pretty fun, wasn't it? Yeah, it is fun. So we just get to know each other, hear about your business, and
if coffee that day.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
I'm trying to listen fast enough.
That's right. But you know, we just hear about your business, see if there's a way that we might be able to help you. And if you don't want to meet up or whatever, that's totally fine too. We'll still be friends. You know, I'm gonna be here for a while. We're about a year in on the business and helped over 30 different agents, which I'll show you some pictures here in a sec. So does that sound good? So it's gonna be conversational, not a lecture. Yes?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay, and the two, what your name and your name, please?
I'm sorry, I'm Kylie.
Kylie? Kylie, nice to meet you. No, you were right on time.
I'm Tracy.
Tracy?
Sorry, I was late too.
Hey, Kylie, you were also right on time. All right, Kylie and Tracy, thank you. I just like having everybody's names. Okay, so she's already gone over my experience. I am really good at what I did. I don't really like flaunting the money. I don't think life's about money, but I think it does help when we're talking about, you know, hey, this is going to help you if you just really listen. That's what I made in 11 weeks in a summer. During COVID. That was my best year. COVID, actually, which is kind of crazy. Really good at the Facebook thing and views and just like how to build this network and yada, yada. I used to literally be able to, number four in the world, yada, yada. I used to literally be able to go into a town anywhere in the country. This one was specifically a small town called Pulaski, Virginia. You ever heard of it? You have. See, that's awesome. Okay, so most people have. I didn't ever hear of it. So you go in, and I was able to start from scratch, know nobody. No, nobody. Like some of you moving here and doing real estate, right? Mm-hmm. For the first time, you're like, wow, how do I meet people, right? And go from knowing nobody to, this is a wild number, 59% of people to let me in their house. What? Are you kidding me? Branding, right? Some branding, some smiling, right? How to sell yourself in 30 seconds. Man, how many people hang up the phone maybe, right? Or we struggle with getting them to want to give us 5 minutes of their time, right? Yeah, I could do that like all the time, like 60% of the time. In fact, names are power and how you build these connections. And if somebody knows somebody, there's just this automatic buildup of trust. And, you know, we're not going to go through a ton of that stuff. I have a presentation on how to build an unbeatable sales process. So if Cindy has me back, maybe we can do something like that. But really good at what I do, so I hope this really helps you. More experience, yada, yada. Okay, you guys probably know a bunch of people. I've been working with real estate agents, about 25 real estate agents, Keller Williams, Realty One. I've got Allstate agents. I've got, you know, there's some more on there, AAA Realty Executives, Brandy Lydon, Shelby Brooks, Aaron Cooper. You know Aaron Cooper, don't you? So I just worked with her whole team and got them back, all doing a bunch of awesome stuff. So over at the Knowledge Gap Company, we help grow businesses. And really what we do is we help people build this thing called a marketing funnel, essentially the system that's replicatable, okay? Because what I want you guys to do is, now, instead of having sporadic business success, have a replicatable, repeatable, simple process to generate leads. That's good, right?
Yes.
We're not like, is someone going to give me a referral this week, month, right? And you're kind of not sure. So we want to make something consistent. It's the same thing when it comes to your social media, your branding, same thing when it comes to your sales process. We want to make it predictable. And you can actually make business predictable. Just like that chart I showed you, those are called KPIs, key performance indicators, okay? So if I know 59% of people will let me in their house, then I know 40% will buy. Right? I know how many people I need to talk to make a certain amount of income based on my average package, right? I'm sure you guys have some of those numbers, but we probably don't track all the stuff that we do. Again, another talk that we could do another time, but that's what we like to do. We like to help business owners make the business work for them. Does that make sense? Instead of the other way around, being a slave to your business. Anyway, a lot of good results, yada, yada. I'm not going to hit this too hard. You can go to my page and stuff. So, all right, as we're going through this, none of what we talk about matters unless we're like in the right mindset, right? So everybody comes in, we're thinking about that deal, it's on the table, we're thinking about that thing, right? They're thinking about, you know, did I leave the stove on? I don't know, whatever, right? So let's let all that go for a sec, relax, you'll feel better. And let's just get in that top 1% mindset, like this coachable, let's crush it, let's make things happen. Can we all get there?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, because the world's changing, y'all. The world's changing fast. We got AI. We got all these different things happening right now. So we need to catch up on these systems, which, no offense to realtors. So some of you might have the best systems in the world here, but I work with a lot of realtors and they're usually great with people. Boy, we hate the paperwork. We hate the back end. We don't like those systems. We don't like the forms and stuff, right? Oh man. Okay. Whew. Okay. So we got to let go of the ego. We got to be open-minded, be willing to ask for help. So if you get confused throughout this thing or have questions, please ask. I may not explain something well to you. So please stop me. And that's what we're going for. So here's what top producers are like, right? These four things. If you're doing these four things, you probably are doing very well in what you're doing. We've got those first three right there. But the fourth one, this is the most valuable one. You could be bad at sales, not great at whatever, have a not great personality. But if you're in front of enough leads, you'd probably sell some stuff. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Okay, so we want to work smarter on this, not harder. And my encouragement is to leverage time and not do everything that you need to, okay? When we look at these things, we're hitting the sales process right now, but branding will come into play with the Facebook that we talk about, okay? So these are average questions that people usually ask, like, okay, how do I get leads, Joe? How do I post on social media, for example? How do I sell in a down market? And I want to reframe these to better questions, because we want to solve the problem with business, right? Does that make sense? We want to create something that's just going to work for forever. So the better question is, how do I get in front of more qualified leads who know me, will choose me over everyone else, and want to talk to me about my business, right? Okay, and how do we utilize technology and systems to work, do the hard work for you, so you can spend more time with people, right? The end of the day, end of our lives, we're going to remember our relationships, not the back end paperwork, right? Right? We're probably all there, right? How do I sell well in any market? Grant Cardone, there's many people that the market doesn't matter to them, right? They have an audience, they've got the sales process, they have a lead generation method that they can do no matter what is happening in the world, and that's what we want to get to. Does that make sense? Okay, so let's just start simple. I got a question for you. What is a lead? Go real basic. Let's just start. Let's get our terms the same here.
A person.
Okay. Can we get a little more specific?
A possibility. Person could be a lead. Somebody you know.
Someone you know. Okay. Let's go even a little further.
Someone that has two arms, two legs.
It's breathing.
So this is perfect. Susan, thank you for volunteering here. Everybody write this down. A lead needs to be more specific than a person. This is what anyone would say.
That's why I said that.
Right? It needs to be more specific than a person, right? But we're in real estate. Anybody that moves probably needs a house someday, right? And so then we're like, we're kind of all over the place, right?
I would say someone you know. Is that the answer? Someone your friend knows. Is that
it? How about this?
Someone who knows somebody.
So, you know, a lead is technically, yes, you are correct. Any person that could buy a house is a lead. But what about a qualified lead? Let's go there. Let's, like, what's a qualified lead?
Pre-approved.
Okay, pre-approval. We've got some checklists here. What else?
A client referral.
Somebody sent them to you. You know they're, like, engaging and looking now or something, right?
Wanting to buy, able to buy, right?
So we have these sort of pre-qualifications to know how much time to put on them, correct? Okay, so I want you guys to write one thing down, because we're going to do an exercise here in a minute. Values and niche clients. Niche is just a fancy word for specific. Okay? Because the thing is, if we're not specific, it's hard to find people. There's 8 billion people on the planet, right? So if we're not clear about the exact type of person that we're even wanting to work with, right? Or if we're not expressing sort of our values and our character and all of that kind of stuff, people won't know that they're supposed to work with us, number one. That's a branding thing. But two, you won't know which groups of people to interact with. And then you get this paralysis by analysis, or you start jumbling all over the place, and we never start to build traction. The reason I could go to an area and after 3 weeks be like kind of Facebook famous in this little town is because I would build these relationships with people, and I would only talk to parents with kids, 18 and younger, and they all knew each other because they went to the same schools. So we were able to build momentum. You know, I could have knocked on every single door, right, and talked to everybody, but that actually would have slowed me down. Because technically anybody could buy, right? What I was selling, educational resources. I had some stuff that grandparents would like, though. But if I spent all the time with the grandparents and not parents, I'd be less successful. Does that kind of make sense? I skipped probably 70% of houses, because only 30% of houses have kids. And I did great. So we can actually skip a huge percentage of people, and you'll still do really, really great. Does that make sense? Okay. So what you need is an ideal audience, an ideal process, an ideal person. Okay, I like to call this an avatar in marketing. You ever heard of an avatar before? Yes, we have one. Okay, who has an avatar they could say real quick, off the top of their head? Okay, everybody write down, I need an avatar. You need an avatar, okay? Here's why. I'll give you an example. I love giving examples from my business because I like to lead by example with my coaching clients. I don't like to just, hey, do this thing. It's like, no, I'm actually doing it. So my ideal client, somebody in high ticket sales, because I get it, straight commission people who literally make their own way, right? It's their destiny. Oh, I love that type of person, right? You know, they were facing fear. We're doing all that stuff. I get it. I've never had a salary job. I connect with these people. I'm there. Like, yes, I get it, right? The stress level you can have, right? Recruiting, selling, whatever, right? And I love people in these specific industries centered, especially around real estate, insurance, real estate agents, right? Loan officers, etc. Does that kind of make sense? And the reason is because everybody in this industry needs help training, because you get in, right? And it's pretty quick and easy to get your license, isn't it? Now, Cindy's great training, and I'm sure you guys get some amazing training, right? But your background may not be business, right? You know, and that's most realtors. Well, my background is business. I have an accounting, finance degree. I understand the numbers. I did 7 years of professional sales training, recruiting, yada, yada, right? Does that kind of make sense? So that could be my niche, because I could solve a problem that I knew every realtor probably has. Every single one. They're busy. They'd like to get better. They're not exactly sure how to get better. And they probably need to leverage their time with systems, right? Because they're on their own and they don't have it all structurally built out from this big corporate entity, you know, all the time. Does that kind of make sense? Okay, sweet. So that's what you're doing, okay? That's what you're doing. So we're going to do a little exercise here, okay? And I want you to just think, who is my target audience? And the way you start thinking about who is you start thinking about, why do I do what I do? So when everyone take 30 seconds, write down, why do you do what you do? It will end up telling you who you're passionate about, believe it or not. If you need some help, we'll work on it, okay? Everybody, 3, 2, 1, write it down, go. If you know it off the top of your head, that's great.
Why do we do what we do?
Why do you do what you do? Why do you do what you do? It leads to who it is. I want to inspire people to do what inspires them, right? So we can add value to people around us, make the world a better place. For me, because I want to do that, if I have limited time, if I go work with leaders like yourselves who go and interact with thousands of people a year versus the average person who doesn't, I will impact more people. So I get excited about people who are in the sales industry because I met 22,000 people in 7 years doing sales, right? So you meet more people, you impact more people. If I impact people who you're meeting, lots of people. Does that make sense? So the why tells you what you're supposed to be doing. All right, who wants to share one? Who's got one? Let's go, Katie.
Sports families.
Sports families. Is that why you do what you do, sports family?
Yep. So
okay.
I can be there.
So you can be there. Okay. So you do real estate so you can be with your kids. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Perfect. So you relate with that type of person.
Yes.
Yeah. Lovely. Okay. Perfect. Who else?
I just put to help people and to be around people because I like to be around people.
You know, perfect.
To, like,
okay.
Socialize and, you know.
Yes. Perfect. Okay. Good start. Great start there. If you can get a little bit more specific of like, who do you want to really impact next, right? So we want to help. How do you want to help? Does it make sense? How do you want to help? So that's the next question for everybody. How do you want to help?
How or who?
Whichever.
Both.
They're the same three letters.
I have two.
You got two? So
because I have two roles still.
Yes.
But for my buyer-seller's clients, because I feel like all the realtors are my clients too.
Sure.
But for my buyer-seller clients, I really wanted to just help change their life through home ownership and it not be a one-time thing, not just get a house, but then to be able to sell the house and get another house. So build wealth through that. But I know my target audience is medical professionals just because I have a background in that. So I'm comfortable with them. I know their schedules. I don't mind going all around, you know, to meet their schedule and make it convenient.
Yeah.
And then for agents, I really wanted to start the brokerage because I wanted to help change realtors' lives, that they could change their family and their whole wealth behind them. And so that's why I wanted to start the brokerage. And it was twofold. I wanted us to make money as a business so that we could then, you know, fund more Emerald Youths or just people who needed money. So if money came in, money could go out.
Yeah.
Those were initial wise.
Yeah.
But it's still based on wealth.
Yes, absolutely. And it's powerful, right? That's a good story. So, you know, if you have your why, here are the four other sections. This will be homework for you, okay, to really get deeper on this because we can't figure it out today. We only got an hour, guys. I'm sorry, okay? So your why is sort of this overarching, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And then you're going to have below that, you need to come up with what we call a mission. Mission. You need to come up with what we call a vision. So that's mission, vision. and then you need to come up with 10 values. Five's okay. 10 values. 10 values of how you're going to treat people. Okay. Mission, vision, values. Lastly, transformation. Transformation. How are people going to transform from working with you? Cindy's, if you notice, actually have all of them. There's a vision for making more Emerald Youth awesome, changing people's lives, building wealth. There's that mission, vision, pretty closely related there. The values of how she treats people, you guys probably get that. And the transformation is like, you're going to have a better life in these XYZ categories that she mentioned. Does that kind of make sense? So if we can get those hard, they take you some time, okay? So, you know, if it's, it took me a while. So don't feel like you should just figure it out. And if you're not figuring it out, don't feel bad about yourself. All right, so from that, okay, so that's homework. We're actually going to do this exercise on the who, which Jen was asking me about here. Who. Now we go who. Okay. So these are going to be some questions that I want you to answer, sheet of paper, whatever you're using. Okay. And they're real simple. It's like, how old probably is your ideal audience member? You know, if they're a medical professional, they're not in their 20s. They're probably 30s, 40s, 50s, right? Income level, where are they probably at income-wise? You know, because different income brackets engage in different activities, have different what we call watering holes, kind of like where to meet people. Does that kind of make sense? What do they believe? Okay, and it's okay to be super clear. You don't have to throw this out there all the time about some of the stuff, but you know, when I did this whole exercise, what they believe is, you know, they're probably Christians, right? They're probably Christians. You know, they probably, and again, whichever way you, it's totally fine. It's your business. Like, I'm not saying you have to do it this way. They're probably Christians. This is a little taboo. They're probably conservative. Hopefully, you know, they're probably conservative, right? They probably have some of those values. And I don't, you know, again, that's not on the website, but it's likely who's going to be attracted to my personality and how I work with people, you know? Another one could be like, they don't want to fail in life. They want to make a difference. I like only working with people who care more about helping people than money. Does that kind of make sense? So you could, so totally subjective, whatever you want it to be. What do they believe? It's probably going to reflect what you believe. What do they not like, dislike, right? You know, what gets under their skin? What do they fear, desire? And in fact, if we're not doing social media today, but she's mentioned social media, something we should all get better at. You see these right here? Those are all videos. Does that make sense? Man, you dislike this? I talk about this. You're frustrated with that? I fix it for you. Does that make sense? You're afraid of this? I'll show you how to overcome it. That's how content works. Just giving people what they want. Does that make sense? Okay. What makes them work hard? What kind of houses do they buy? Probably, right? Transformation, again, that you're offering. And you can take a picture of this if you need to. So everybody just take 1.5 minutes to answer as many as you can. We're limited on time, 1.5 minutes. And let's just really focus on maybe those top three. If you get those top three done, it'll spark a good conversation that will lead you to getting the rest of them done.
I feel like it's like just a mirror, like I'm just saying what I believe in theory. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because those are the people you're connecting with.
Sure.
Are the people.
Yes.
Who...
You can. It's absolutely totally fine. Yes. That's sort of the point. We want to get... You know, people, when they say, hey, you know, my values are this, you're going to get, some people will be like, eh, but you're going to get other people be like, thank you. Yes. And it's okay to, you know, you probably don't, I mean, we all want to work with whoever, you can work with whoever, but the person who's maybe real snippy or ain't, whatever, don't agree with some of the values, they may not be your best long-term client.
And what's great is that it's their ideal client, you know, so hers is not maybe mine, and mine is not yours, and it doesn't have to be, but it's the one that you care.
Yes. Or who you want to impact, right? You know, I've got a client and she's so good. She's like an exec, double diamond exec, realty execs, realtor named Shelby. And you know, she just loves first time homebuyer. She loves changing her life. She's boom. You know, she just loves it. She's like, I'll do whatever. So she has a whole YouTube series on like basically set up for homebuyers that we've built out for her. To make it easier for those people to be more successful. You know, first-time homebuyers, though, for some people are frustrated. You know, and maybe they're not at the income level or something, whatever, right? But it doesn't matter. Like, whatever you want to be, if you want to help the medical professional, great. If you want to help the young business professional, great. The point is once we identify who we're going to help, it leads to everything else and makes it simple because we're thinking long-term solutions here, right? If we know I'll kind of explain how you can utilize it.
So you're talking about gearing your marketing toward these people, or your social media marketing.
Everything. Right.
But it's, you know, to me, it's like if an 85-year-old grandmother that I helped sell refers me to her granddaughter who's a first-time homebuyer,
yeah,
those are equal in my mind.
Sure, yeah.
I love first-time homebuyers, but I love helping old people.
Of course, yeah.
Right? And yeah. So I believe, I mean, for me, at least, I can have more than...
Absolutely.
I feel like I have more than one.
Yes, you will help. Yes, and how you approach, let's say if you like a first-time homebuyer and you really work well with older folks, right? You can have kind of two blurbs. You know, you can kind of do this a couple different ways. Does that make sense? Because it's the same process. But you want it to be clean and clear and know what they're expecting, because you're going to change your sales process or you're going to generate leads in two different places. Does that kind of make sense? Okay.
I kind of think it splits up the same way that you can have your preferred area that maybe whether you're marketing to or you know the most about. But it doesn't necessarily mean that, like,
you don't go to Maynardville.
Yeah.
There's something.
Yeah. You can sell whatever, right?
You still sell others, but that is your ideal.
It's your ideal.
It's not that you don't do business with people who are not your ideal client. It's just by narrowing that focus, you're going to draw more of your ideal client.
Yes. And you may end up just being too busy to do the other people. That's sort of what I find, actually, myself.
Then you can refer them out and still make money.
Yes, you can. Absolutely. Which is probably one of the most efficient ways to do it. Okay, sweet. Anyone come up with a who for those first three questions? What do they believe in? Come up, want to share? One or two people. Don't make me call on somebody.
For how old are they? I put it varies because, like you said,
sure.
You know, like someone who's 50 or 30, or I wouldn't discriminate or say that they would be.
What would be your preference? Would you have a preference?
I would imagine that I probably would rather. Or want to work with someone around my own age,
then that would kind of be your ideal. Not that you wouldn't work with those others.
Okay. Yeah, you work with anybody. You're finding your people.
There you go.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
and
that's great.
Miranda, which she's not here, be 48.
Yeah, right.
There's one day she kept thinking she was 48, and I'm like, I didn't think it was that much older than her. And she's, oh no, I'm 58. That's all right.
Now on, she's engaged.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
she would share. She said,
"Oh, Katie, you got one."
Which one do you want?
Whichever you want to share.
So, my fear and desires were people who are uncertain about the process and they desire reassurance and understanding.
Boom. So specific. I love it. Yeah. If we can get real specific like that, like that's really good. Right. So some people come in, I bought a couple houses at this point, you know, I don't need the reassurance, you know, whatever, you know, I may not be your ideal client, but you know, you still would work with me if I came to you. Yada, yada. Right. Does that make sense? But you know, you're trying to then find the people who are kind of nervous. Right. And then you build out a process to help them feel less nervous and then they want to buy. Right. That makes total sense. So, all right, perfect. So again, limited time, y'all. Want to respect your time. We got to keep rocking and rolling, but take picture, do this. Anyone need a picture? Good, perfect, love it, okay. All right, so we're gonna get into the non-techie lead generation now. So how this all fits together. So we have this ideal audience, and now it's gonna tell us where we can meet people in one of these four ways. And again, you're business guys, you can pick how you wanna do this. But every one of you have to do number one, referrals better, okay? So I'm gonna give you some really good tips on how to actually get more referrals. I get about 5 referrals every time I ask, okay? Different industries in some ways, right? But it's really how we ask. It's really how we're asking, for example. So I kind of explain that and how we can kind of sell ourselves, sell this vision, sell this transformation, for example, that we care. Because people just don't give them referrals, not because they don't want to help, because they don't feel like it. So sales is a transfer of emotion. So we got to get people to feel like it, right? We don't like feel like giving money away sometimes, right? But if the cause is good, then we will. Because we get emotional about it, right? Because we care. Okay, simple. Okay. Farming, okay, being the go-to person, I'll kind of give some examples that I have some people doing that you could also go for. Longer term, farm, right? You plant, takes a summer, right? So that's a long-term, so quick, long-term, okay? Speaking, another long-term, hence exactly what I'm doing here, right? You're going and finding your niche audience and going and adding free value, right, to meet lots of cool people who may end up being clients, who knows, right? Right? Sponsorships, right? Exactly what Samar's doing right now, where she gets to be in front of her people because she specializes in home insurance. That's what her people do, right? So realtors, that's who she wants to be. She doesn't worry about all the 25 life insurances they can sell. She's like, how can I help this one group of people and be the best at it? Because that's how you kind of beat out the competition. Does that make sense? Okay, so some specifics. Okay, so referrals, guys. So there's three common mistakes I see every time I work with someone with referrals, non-techie leads here for Susan, right? Okay, yes. So a lot of times people, they either get rejected when they ask for referrals. Oh, right, they just, hey, who do you know anybody? No, I was like, oh, dang it, you know, gosh, bummer, you know, right? I ever have any, maybe it just feels awkward to ask. I have a client where they feel like they're going to rub the relationship the wrong way. It's probably because you're asking in a weird way. Okay, we'll fix that today. And then not asking every single time. I think some people just, because of these two reasons, maybe we've been rejected. We've never gotten referral for a while, or it's been a little bit, and we're used to them texting us, right? But if we allow people, and our only way of getting referrals is if they text us, do you have any control? No, and having no control, how does that make us feel?
Not good.
Right? It freaks us out, right? And I think that's something that we can fix, okay? So here's your simple solution. So I want you to write those four things down, and I'll kind of explain each one, okay? So when you ask for referrals, okay, when you ask for referrals, you got to have a transition. You got to have a transition. That one's not on here. There's a transition where you explain your mission, vision, and transformation succinctly. Okay, so maybe you're calling a past client, seeing how things are going, right? That's one option for an excuse to talk to someone. Or you're calling someone for Christmas. Hey, how's it going? Right, and you're catching up, you're kind of building rapport. You're like, hey, I could talk to you for all day, Susan. I could talk to you all day. I have such a good time. Hey, I was wondering if I could ask your help. That's important, ask your help. I was wondering if I could ask for your help super quick. You've always treated me really nice. I love working with people like you. And you know, my mission is to help insert ideal audience, first-time homebuyers, right? Have an incredible experience and start building wealth for the first time. You know, do you know is yes or no. Who do you know is a person. See it? Psychology there? Okay. Who do you know that might appreciate at least hearing about me? Every one of my clients, you got to say this. This is so, 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 so important. This is part of this is something. Every one of my clients sends me to like at least 5 friends. And if it's on the phone or a person, you're smiling. Who do you know? And then you just, and you let them like think. There's going to be probably an awkward pause, okay? Give me a little awkward pause. I kid you not, I would do this door-to-door sales. They didn't know I was coming. They bought in 20 minutes, and they're sending me like 10 or 15 other friends. And I would go knock on a door, and I know their name, the age of their kids, what they probably needed, and I had a picture with their friend who bought for me, right? That makes door-to-door selling seem different, doesn't it? Right, so there's referrals in real estate, okay. They're going to say, I don't recall. I can't think of anybody. You know, Susan, I can't think of anybody right now, you know? And so you say, hey, no worries. You're ready for this because you know what's coming. Okay, you're going to do this. You're going to transition to this thing called memory joggers. Hey, no worries. No worries. I know you're probably thinking about a million things. This is totally off topic and out of the blue. So I'll tell you what, let me help you. This has helped a lot of people I've been talking with. So you transition, okay? So I'm just going to, if you put me on speaker, okay? Put me on speaker real quick. Okay, just hit your contacts. This will be super quick. Super quick. Hit your contacts. This is where people get nervous. This is where people get nervous. I promise.
You know what? Because I'm thinking I would be going, uh-huh. No. And because I would be going, oh no, you've pushed me too far. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get to that point because mm-hmm. I know how I would react to somebody that does that. Mm-hmm. And that's where it would be like, oh great. And then all of a sudden you start telling me to pull up my contacts and I'd be going, oh no, you don't.
Yes,
exactly.
So it's okay. It's okay. So this is how we feel about
just
it, right? Nervous, right? Oh man, it's not gonna work. You gotta read a situation. I mean, if you're not close to this person, maybe you don't ask them, right? I mean, if they're gonna react the way Susan just did. Suzanne, excuse me. I apologize, Suzanne. Right? If they're going to react that way, right, and maybe they're whatever, you're probably not built up. So you need to decide what a good level is. Usually when I'm asking, it's not somebody I don't know super well. It's somebody I have a relationship with. So don't ask people you don't have a relationship with.
Gotcha.
So like if I was calling Suzanne that I've known a while.
It's a client of yours, hey. Past client, yeah. Right? So let's identify that. Let's solve that really quick.
Moving my area.
Yeah, let's solve that.
If I asked.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah.
That's the point. That's the point, right?
Like, it would have to be, I guess, somebody you built the relationship with.
Yeah, so a past client, right? Like, I don't know, you have 20 past clients, 50 past clients, 100 past clients. You know, how often do you call? Do you call once a quarter and ask them for referrals? And the answer is probably not, maybe. I don't know. Maybe
some of
you do.
There's some I definitely could do that with. So that helps, because there's the majority that would be like,
I should have said that at the beginning.
I'll never answer her damn call again.
Yes, guys, if they've not, if you don't have a relationship, like, you don't ask for referrals from anybody you don't really have a relationship with, right? But if it's your sphere of influence, anybody who's a friend of yours, any past client, I promise you this will be fine. I've done it. I've literally called through. We had a season where we were doing COVID, you know, and we sold books virtually, you know. So I did the whole sphere of influence and called all a bunch of friends, and this worked great because we have a relationship. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think you need to go into a random person that you just met in the buying process, selling process, whatever. Hey, do you know anybody? It's like, prove that you're good, trustworthy, build the trust, and then you'll get referrals.
Yeah.
And Katie, you know, and I'll tell you what, again, you've got to have some gumption here. Mm-hmm. I think if you want to be, you know, top tier in sales, there is a fear aspect that you do have to overcome, and you're going to fail at some point and mess things up. So you can't be afraid to fail. And if you can learn how to get people to like you and trust you so quickly that they give you referrals faster, you should do it. Because I kid you not, I mean, I could knock on a door and be good at relating with someone, and they would tell me no, and they would still give me referrals. And they weren't mad about it. There was no negative Facebook post. And their friend bought. So I get the fear, but I'm telling you, when you get good at this, because you have to practice, it's really not that bad.
And if you don't ask anyone, you'll never get it.
You'll never get it.
So it's okay. And, like you said, the whole, I need to ask 10 to get 6 or whatever the numbers are.
Yes.
Then you know you haven't asked 10. Well, then ask whatever it is to get where you need to be.
So two things, right? So two things in order to make a sale in any capacity, whether it's a magazine, asking for referrals, a sale, or selling somebody's home. You need trust, number one, and you need a need, right? Usually they have a need because they're talking about real estate. Whether or not they trust you is a branding thing. It's how you present yourself, how you sell yourself, right? So if you're not selling yourself well, no one will give you referrals regardless. And you'll get that reaction. So sell yourself well, and you won't get a negative reaction. Does that make sense? Okay. So when you do the memory joggers, and they are on the speaker, or they're thinking, whatever, okay? It's usually not that big of a deal. Hey, put me on speaker, grab that thing. They usually chuckle because it's like clever, okay? By the way, if they like you. If they don't like you, then again, don't do this. Okay. And then you're going to do these memory joggers, and you have a list about 5 or 10 professions, things people do to jog their memory of like referrals they might know. What about somebody, what about your best friend at work? What about your best friend from soccer practice? I don't know, if it's parents or something, right? Does that make sense? And you go down the list, and when you say like your best, they think of one person instead of everyone. And we ask referrals at the beginning, they think of everyone. And that's why they don't give you any referrals, because they're overwhelmed. So you just help them pick. If you have like 10, you'll probably have like 5. That they'll, this person's actually thinking, you know, and you have your little jargon of like, that's looking for a house, that's looking to sell, that's moving here. Does that make sense? Okay. That's what memory joggers are. Okay. Questions? Yep. Everybody get it? Not to, okay. Perfect. All right. So that's for all. All right. Second one is farming and speaking. Okay. Which is, I'm a big recommendation of. So these ones are going to be pretty simple. They're long-term. It does take some time to build things out like this, but you know, I've got a client. She's got this business that we would call like a watering hole. It's where her ideal client comes in. I'll use Axle Logistics as a perfect example of this. So like one of my clients is first time home buying, and imagine being a leader of a business and somebody coming in to talk to you and be like, you know, hey, like, can I like for free teach your successful sales force how to build wealth? And you don't have to do anything, by the way.
Of course.
There you go. It's that easy. Right? You find something you're good at that other people in your niche that would want to learn, and you go find a leader, right? And you go say, hey, can I speak? So I'm pointing at the wrong one. Does that kind of make sense? And same thing here. So I've got a client, and she's got a brand called Mom You're Not Alone. That's her YouTube channel, her podcast, stuff like that. And so there's this nonprofit that is called WPRP, okay, Widow Parent Relief Project. And so that helps widows. She talks about becoming a widow in her show and stuff. So it's a connection, right? So what they do is she's built a relationship with Kelly, who's the owner of that nonprofit, he's the founder, and they put Brandy in as the second interview for anybody who goes through that tragedy. And she just helps them with life stuff. There's nothing attached. And people come in and tell them about life, and she'll help them get organized with their budget, because there's sometimes the women maybe hadn't been running that before. That's at least what she claims happens, right? She'll solve the problems, and then they'll be like, oh, and I've got to sell this house. Boom.
What's it called again?
WPRP, Widow Parent Relief Project.
This is Brandy you're talking about, right?
Brandy Lydon, yeah. Brandy Lydon. So Brandy Lydon is...
She rents from Brandy. She's a realtor
at KW. Oh, yeah,
I met her at the
yes. Yeah. Yeah. Brandy was my first client.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah. Last October, I quit my job, and then I did a fitness company online, started up, and then she ended up asking me to help her with a podcast, and that's how all this happened.
Yeah, she has a podcast. Well, you know, I love the podcast, and I'm a widow as well, so I feel
that
I can relate. So
yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. All of the stuff. That's we do all of it for the production and stuff. So, okay, so that's like a farming, that's like a speaking method. Does that make sense? It's pretty simple. Just finding what you care about, finding those people. When you know it's medical, you can just go to a hospital. Hey, I'd love to help your RNs. I'd love to help your XYZ person, you know, do this that you know that they need, right? Okay. All right, third one, sponsorships here, fourth one, excuse me. Really simple. You're just finding people who have the same values in front of your ideal audience, and also where you can get contact information. I would not recommend, you know, just throwing out signs, because you can't track anything and stuff like that. So, you know, for like my sponsors, like at the little end, you know, and you can answer however you want, but there's this little question that Samar has in there to sort of like sell herself a little bit, you know, and you may put no, which is fine. but you also may put yes, and then it helps you kind of connect with that person and call and get coffee and do the whole thing that, you know, that you guys obviously do with people as well. Does that kind of make sense? And sponsorships are great. You can leverage money and get in front instead of having to set up the speaking, right? The other three, it takes time. Sponsorships, leveraged money with time, right? So more of a system type thing. Okay, any questions about that? All right. Suzanne, I said your name wrong the whole time. I really apologize. So tech-based, all right? Are you guys ready for some tech-based stuff? Facebook. Okay, we're going to go through Facebook. So there's a lot of ways.
I'm terrible.
It's okay. You can get better, or you could leverage, like, you know, a marketing team.
Just 1 second to help the ones who are having issues. On your Chime CRM, there is a button to advertise directly right from there to Facebook. So we need to help you get them connected. You can do it. Granted, going to Facebook, because there's a meta thing, we can show you that, it tracks better if you go there to set up your post. But we can help make it easy for you. Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, no, yeah. Chime is pretty great. I've had a client use it, and I've looked at some of the back-end stuff, so Chime seems pretty awesome. So there's a lot of platforms, guys. We're not going to utilize all the time. Again, if we come back to a social media, whatever, we can hit more in depth. But I'm just talking about Facebook and how to utilize it specifically to get leads, to build relationships. Again, it takes time. It's not a, you know, you're not just going to start utilizing this and getting a bunch of leads right away. But over time, you will get leads if you're consistent with it, okay? So real quick, we have to get through this, okay? Every single time I do one of these presentations, we've got to hit some of the objections. Arva says the objection first wins, right? So, you know, so you got to say the objection. So if you're feeling this, maybe you don't like social media, I don't know how to use social media, you know, or maybe you don't care about social media. It was about 24 months ago where I was like, social media is the devil. It's terrible. You know, like this is just awful thing and it's screwing people up. And that's exactly what I thought. And then I had a friend who came and basically was starting to create content. He's like, well, do you know things? Have you said things to people that have helped them? You know, I'm like, yeah. It's like, well, okay, do you want to help more people and impact them? Yeah. It's like, then how can you not create content for people to see for free so they can have better lives? It's like, dang it. Oh, you're right. Right. And so I started to make some stuff and, you know, and now 24 months later, it's going well, and we're getting, you know, 26,000 views on YouTube or whatever a month or something. So it's like, you know, it takes a while, but if your heart's in the right place, this becomes really easy. Everything's hard when we focus on ourselves, right? Okay. So to help you with some of these objections, we got the emotional side. Here's the logical side. 81% of consumers go online to find information, answer any question about the product or service before heading out to make a purchase, and they're making a purchase on you. They're deciding if they're working with you, because there's a million realtors and you've got to be different, right? 93% of consumers read online reviews before making a purchase. 58% say that those reviews, they will pay more for better companies with better reviews, and they would travel further, right? Yeah. Which is a big deal, since we're all in the luxury brand here, right? 92% of people would also always occasionally read online reviews to evaluate local business before they make buying decisions. 90% says positive reviews makes a difference.
Good question.
Yes.
Because I have the thing where I've got reviews on Facebook, reviews on Zillow, reviews on here, reviews on, from your experience, where do most people go to read reviews? Because
Google.
Google
is the number one utilized platform on the
Google
planet.
What you pull in from other places.
So that is a great question on the back end. I'm not IT for sure, but it might.
Well, I'm an agent for you shortly.
Yeah. You're working on it? Perfect. Share that with me once you know.
We'll go to my Google reviews, but it's called Rate My Agent. You do have to pay for that separately, or just send everyone to your Google page. And you can even get that link and send it.
But you know, you hate, well, you just hate not to be able to use all these reviews.
Yes.
You know, it'd be like, boy, it'd be nice to be able to
send the link and say, hey, I saw you did a review here. I'm trying to build up my Google reviews. Would you mind going and reposting?
Yeah.
Copy and repaste.
Yeah.
Google.
And think about utility and doubling your time, right? Call to, hey, can you help me with the review? Have them do the review. And you're like, hey, by the way, I really appreciate everything you do for me. I was wondering if you know anybody else like you. I love helping people. Like you can always like make the time. You can make it worth it. You see what I'm saying?
I have a question too. When you said about the whole 92% of people surveyed, they always go to read their online reviews.
Uh-huh.
I do a lot of online reviews for other companies because mm-hmm. I know how much they're important to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I get a little report too mm-hmm. about the review I left, how many people have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
There are like thousands of people who read the review that I've put mm-hmm. about this company. Does that benefit? I mean, they do see my name. It's my same name. But does it benefit me at all in my business other than putting my name and face, because my face is on the post?
You can be strategic about it. You say, hey, I'm a realtor. Here's my number. Here's my number. If you want to ask questions about this business, more than happy.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Be strategic. Call me if you have questions. And also, I'm open for coffee, right? So just put that at the beginning or whatever.
Open for
coffee. You know, right. Yeah. And then, you know what? That's great too, because.
Gives me a little bit. I do like coffee too.
Whatever, wine.
Here,
yeah, absolutely. Anything you want, right? So it's just be smart about, like, if you're getting exposure, it's good exposure. So if you think of a funnel, if you have 1,000 people but none come to talk to you, mm-hmm. there's a blockage in the funnel, right? So let's try to unblock it. How can we do that, right? Okay. But good question. I like that. So here's 5 steps to generate leads on Facebook. It's really pretty simple. People just overcomplicate this, which is okay, because we're like, man, what is Facebook and how do I use all these buttons or whatever? It take you an hour to kind of learn where to click, and you'll be real slow. Right? But over time, our brains get normalized with things and it becomes easier. Okay. Everything gets easier. So number one, you add a new friend who's your ideal person. Let's say it's fireman. You can go on Facebook, fireman, Knoxville.
I'm sorry.
And you start adding people and you could, for example, make some content that firemen love.
What do firemen love?
I have no idea. Okay. Maybe you're chopping the wood with an axe. Anything you want, right? And then, you know, content that's specific for the niche. And then we want to engage with these people so they add us back. They were saying hello, right?
I'm searching for them, though.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, yes, sir. It's that easy. It's in the bio. Mm-hmm. People usually put their profession.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's really easy. Okay. And then you're going to give them something that solves some of their problems that relates to what you're doing, right? Does that make sense? First-time home buyer. First-time home buying guide. You know, somebody, I think you said, like, nervous about buying. Here's all the reasons, here's how to be prepared, whatever, you know. And then, essentially, as you build the relationship, which maybe takes a bunch of messages, maybe it's really quick, depending on the person. It's very situational. You're not going to message all the same stuff, okay? You're going to be personalized with it. And then you just ask for a meeting. And at that meeting, that's where the magic happens, right? Okay, so here's how you... Okay, we're going to reverse engineer. This is how we help create coaching programs, products, all the stuff that I've created. This presentation was reverse engineered based on what I thought people would need, okay, based on what Cindy told me. So what happens when someone adds you back on Facebook, right? Or you add them, what do? You go look at their profile, their profile is a little sus, you've canceled. So we got to have a decent profile.
Yeah.
Right? And then they see that you've posted content. They might scroll down and see, like, is this a legit person?
And I do check that every time.
Every time.
I'm sorry, every doctor who is 60 wants to meet me. Yeah. And they probably don't even live in the United States.
Nail it.
Searching firemen.
That's right.
That's right. Firemen. Yeah, well, you can niche that way. It's whatever. Like, whatever you want to niche.
It's real people. It's just stuff.
No, yeah, exactly.
You know, but I go and look. Did their main post, does it say about the person? Can I really see stuff?
Yes.
And you would be amazed how they are friends with 15 other women realtors.
Yes.
Who have accepted their friend request.
They weren't looking.
Might be if I see you all the time.
Is this a business page or a personal page?
You can do whichever, especially unless you've got 10,000 followers, and you're going to go really hard in like building your audience. Right now, it doesn't matter. The difference is personal is usually what we have built, and the professional is the more scalable thing, but you don't have it built. So we're spending lots of time building something that's not generating us revenue yet, right? And so the idea is, depending on where your business is at, right, there's two things that sort of get your business to grow up, right?
If you just have what, about 300, that's not regularly built. You wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't consider that. You could just invite all of your friends. I would assume, you know, if you had a bunch, you know.
Remember, I sent you the invite,
line
and you don't get
any
work.
Yeah, it doesn't show up the same.
Yeah, there's so going into the back end stuff again. We can have probably a separate conversation about how to use that. So little time, right? I don't want to keep you guys here forever. So basically, to answer your question real simple, I would do whatever you have now. If you want to start building the other and share posts across, simplest way to do it right now, until you're at a revenue point where you have a budget to hire either an internal marketing team or external team. We have like marketing assistants that can like help you do all this stuff so you can just focus on sales, for example. So until you're to that point revenue-wise, just simple, 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 easy, easy. Just sell a lot. Money solves a lot of problems in business. So just make a lot of money. And then you can get all the stuff you're not good at. I would not spend all of your time worrying about being perfect. Okay, done is better than perfect. Everybody should write that down. Done's better than perfect. Done is better than perfect. Okay, so what happens? So number three, they engage with your content when if it is relevant to them. If it's not relevant, they're like, yeah. Right? So that's why you're adding the correct type of profiles, okay? Number five, if they like your conversation, right? And you start messaging them, for example, excuse me, when they engage, you engage, I skip that one. So if they like something, it means they've looked at your profile, they know who you are, they probably accept your friend request, and you can be like, hey, thanks for liking my comment, or liking my post. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the whole point of posting is to see who likes it, and start talking to those people.
Yeah, but then I don't write them back for 2 days, and then they're like, oh.
That's why you gotta have this
view
to your face.
I try to.
If you do 15 minutes, if it's the hardest thing, do it in the morning. If it's easy for you, do it at the end of the day. 15 minutes a day, that's it. Just put a little block. Again, another conversation, time blocking is a thing. If you've never learned it, you're happy to have conversations to talk about. But you wanna time block your schedule. You should really know what you're doing a week in advance of everything. Perfect. You might wanna add a little bit. If you're going to do this, obviously. Okay, so then obviously you're engaging, you're saying hello, and then if they have a good conversation with you, they'll book a meeting. That's kind of got this sort of lead magnet thing, and you know, for someone in real estate, this may not be the best looking thing, but for someone just trying to get answers or get stuff, you know, it works decently well. You know, and this changes from time to time. You may test something and see that something works better than others, right? But this is what I had, I think, 2 months ago. It's my book now. I like to have a QR code. I like to have a really professional photo. I like to have sort of what I do, you know, how I help people. And I'm driving people to go to more content, for example. You know, obviously the more followers you get, that does show that you are not a person. Oh, right there. Yeah, there we go. So the goal is to drive people to maybe click something without you having to tell them to. So if there's something really awesome, like free Facebook lead generation guide or something that you know your people might like, then they might actually scan that and download it. And you get their phone number, email, and be like, hey, I saw you got the lead generation guide. That's awesome. That's called a lead magnet. Something you can also message in DMs and stuff like that. So it just needs to look professional. You need to have like a bio down there and all that kind of fun stuff. So that's the profile. So after that, whenever you are posting, just really avoid the advertisement mistake where you just have a weird voice and you're just like, blah, 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 and real estate. If you need a realtor, call me. It's
like, that's what I'm terrified of.
We scroll past that, right? It's inauthentic, it's uninspiring. So when you're creating content, the idea is that we just want authentic content. It doesn't have to be everything professional. You know, you can make it look however you want. You can have whatever brand you want. If you want to come off as professional, that's fine, but it doesn't have to be that way. You could also, if you're trying to appeal to the 25-year-old, as Jen mentioned, well, there you go. If you want to appeal to whatever, right? So you, those people probably engage on social media in different ways, right? Than a different generation, for example. It's up to you. So, but your goal, you know, is you're adding people. You'll probably start maybe 10 conversations a day. If you're commenting on new posts, people will see stuff. Whenever I need some clients, you know, I literally will just Google like Knoxville podcast, Knoxville YouTube, Knoxville blank, real whatever, and I'll just go look for people posting. And I kid you not, I'll just go comment. And some of you might do this in some Facebook groups of people moving to Knoxville, whatever. But you just go comment on, answer some questions, and I don't know if anyone knows Vernon Corum, but he has a podcast that he's starting up. And I was like, hey, like, you should come do it at my studio for free. And turns into a client, right? Does that kind of make sense? You're just commenting. Being a human being. My recommendation is maybe one story, one video a day, something simple like that. If you need to do pictures to start, it's fine. And the three types of posts that you should do is basically a business or hybrid ad. So business hybrid ad is like, hey, like, if you're struggling, if you're considering buying right now, just want you know that the blank, blank, blank interest rate is blank, but here's three ways to get around that. So if you want a conversation on how to do that, just call me. Something like that. Instead of just saying, hey, if you need a realtor, does that make sense? Hey, let me solve this problem for you. And because, you know, when we solve problems for people or we give them free stuff, don't they like us? They like us a lot, right? You know, and then that's the trust. We start building the trust. They have the need already, probably, to build the trust. The lifestyle is just what's happening in life. You know, that's when we all usually are pretty decent at this. If we're going to some conference, if we're on vacation, you know, if you're at a ball game with your kids, I don't know, just life stuff. Whatever's happening in life. I did a Spartan race, so I posted about a Spartan race. And then again, add value client content is just whatever your niche is, go in and creating content that's like, here, let me solve these dislikes problems from the ideal audience worksheet. Make sense? And then that helps people a lot. So again, we're not going to go too much into the actual posting mechanics or anything like that. We only have a certain amount of time. We've already done the why exercise, which is awesome. And so then what happens is we start conversating, right? So we post, people engage, and then we engage. So the two things, which is everyone should know this, but I'm just hitting them really fast. So we all know, be helpful. Always ask, hey, how can I help you? You do use emojis, and yeah, be authentic, use emojis. I actually get more responses. I think I did this to Cindy one time, where I sent like a meme. She was busy and forgot to text me back or something, you know, and I send her some meme of like, happy Monday, yeah, with some like cat.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and instead of feeling bad or avoiding it, they open and chuckle, right? And then they text you back. So, you know, you can do the same, like, you know, don't take yourself so seriously. You know, there's a lot of different, you know, personality styles, and one of them, which a lot of salespeople are, is this thing called a fighter, where we work. We almost obsessively do it sometimes, and then we are really serious all the time. And the way to get out of that is just have more fun. Yeah, and some of us have too much fun, and we need to work a little more. So, there you go. So okay, so avoid this, right? Cindy hit this really well already. Don't be this guy.
Hello, Sam.
Message has been, please, sir, say something. That guy, God, message me forever. Okay, so this is basically the last step that I think a lot of people struggle with or forget about. Y'all, like, you should be meeting with people if you want them to be your clients. You should. If you can get them in person or on Zoom, they'll probably fall in love with your what you're going for, right? Like, we all are so good at the in-person stuff. That's the whole goal of this. It's not to have a 2-year messaging conversation with somebody. Our goal is to convert, right, a lead into our pipeline, whether it's 6 months down the road and they're thinking about it, or it's like, oh, you just realized that they need you in 30 days, right? We just want to convert to a meeting. So drive them somewhere. I was doing a networking club, and this is where my ask was at that time, was driving people to this little networking club that I was doing to see if they would come. That was sort of my lead magnet per se, but there's of course many other lead magnets. He came to the meeting, it was fun, and or he came to my office, I think, in this specific case, and he just adds so much value that they're like, thanks for coming. He didn't sign up for coaching. That's okay. right? But always add value every single time, right? He might later, you know? This was way more valuable than training on this. Yes, it makes me feel good, right? Okay, so the last little techie piece, okay, is building maybe a good lead magnet. Again, it could be something like an event. It could be something like that where you're just driving traffic somewhere like that. The other thing is like giving a guide. And I think you need to do these four things if you're going to do it. So it needs to solve a problem for your ideal person. It needs to be simple to understand, exciting and free, and then it needs to capture information. If it doesn't get the phone number or email or whatever information that you want, you know, I guess it's cool. You know, not that great. Okay, let's get a picture there. Okay, so for example, what you guys are going to get is this How to Generate Leads on Facebook guide, right? Which, that'd be great. You know, we all need leads, and then Facebook's an anomaly to us, and I'd like to know how to kind of have a good conversation. You know, and then making it accessible. So y'all on that QR code, it takes them there, and they can just click that really fast. So for you guys, it's real simple. It's having some guides. We all probably have guides. I'm pretty sure Chime has these guides. You probably want to personalize them, make them different. Guides to... You got some guides, you know? And, you know, man, it's so funny sometimes. Like, I remember as a sales manager, we had all these resources, but they were buried and we never used them. So sometimes just getting organized with, like, what resources do I have? What am I explaining over and over and over again, right? So every time someone comes into coaching, you know, if they haven't looked at my website, if they haven't checked out my videos, if they haven't done X, Y, Z, they probably are thinking, who is this guy? Well, that takes 30 minutes to explain, doesn't it? Build some rapport, you know, get someone to trust you, right? Because there's no reason not to. And then, so what I do is I got all my resources together and I send an email. Hey, read this before and fill out this little form for me. And then they go and they check all my stuff out and they come in and like, dude, you're awesome. And then my sales meetings go from an hour and a half to an hour, which means I can have 30% more sales meetings, which by definition, by changing a form and an email, I can sell 30% more, right? Does that kind of make sense? So you have these, if you're explaining best practices on buying guides, you know, just tell your people, read this before you come. Hey, how'd you like the guide? And they'll either tell you, I read it, it was great, or they'll say, I won't, and you'll do your normal thing anyway. But if they read it, then you can kind of shorten your presentation. They're going to really appreciate you, et cetera. I like stuff like this. If you have like Maynardville that you mentioned or whatever, you know, you have a city that you want to hit, I don't care, bury it, you know, have a little guide for that, school guide, whatever. I know there's some legal stuff, so you guys, you know, adhere to whatever the legal codes are. So any questions about that? Get them organized, find the link, it's pretty simple, set it up so you get there. So again, this is pretty much our last thing, we're finishing up here. When you're doing leads in general, whether it's the referrals and your sponsorships, or you're doing speaking or farming, or you're doing Facebook lead generation with messaging and lead magnets, etc., generating leads does take time. It takes a while to build relationships, get good at it, so don't expect results right away. If you do it long enough, you will get results. Social media is a tool just like a buying guide, right? So it's something you want to get better at, and in general, online presence probably all needs to get better. But if you know your vision, your values, right, your purpose and your transformation, why you want to help people will start saying yes to you over people who are the best, right? We all say we're the best, so cool. Okay, any questions really quick before we finish up? Was this helpful?
Very much.
Helpful? Yeah, good. Okay. All right, so we don't have a time to go through anything else today, so it's just tip of the iceberg. So if you do want to get better at some of these things, you know, I'd love to follow up, just hear about your business. You know, I'm like the lightest closer ever. It doesn't matter to me. Like, we'll still be friends, like, if you say no or whatever. You know, I'm building a long-term business here, and so branding. I'd rather someone tell me no and have a great relationship than, you know, sort of get the sale, and then they say, so I don't know. You get what I'm saying. And so I think in general, like, if you're thinking about that, you know, hey, should I follow up or not? This is my little slide. I'm not going to sell it super hard of just why coaching. For Brandy, she's like, I don't have to go through 6 months of failure to start a podcast. You can just show me. Right. So I do a lot of different things right here. So on this next slide here. So in general, I do business growth coaching. Now that hits a lot of different things. For some people like Brandy, she's been doing real estate for a very long time. She's got a team. She's got a team of realtors. She's got an operations manager, right? So her revenue is in a great place. And so she needs more branding to multiply time. So video does that. She says her best things and it works in her sleep, right? And she's got a budget for things like that, right? So we go over the way from personal branding, marketing, all of that kind of stuff, how to sell or how to generate leads through workshops, all that stuff, all the way down to how do I generate leads? How do I build my Facebook banner better, right? All the basic stuff. And so we basically stair-step you up to where things work for you. So the whole idea is to build a system that works for you. Everyone's really personalized. So I believe in a concierge type service when I work with clients. There's not a one-size-fits-all method, I think, in life or in business. So I don't use a one-size-fits-all for my clients. So it really comes from the conversation, the goals, the frustrations. And I usually have people take a StrengthFinders test to figure out what their absolute strengths are and what their weaknesses are. Because then we try to build a team around your strengths. Does that kind of make sense as we're going? And so again, if you have lots of revenue, there's more options, you know, and there's different problems, which are good problems. And if you're starting out, you know, then there's different problems there. So, but we help with all the different things on the screen here, from branding, lead generation, you know, efficiency in your sales process, increasing your conversion rate, building better systems. We even have a service where you can come in and like build out a bunch of forms and stuff for you if you need it. Help you with starting a YouTube podcast. We have a social media marketing team. So if you hate social media and just want to leverage it because you know you need it, right? You need it.
We get automatic posts, right? Mm-hmm. But they're not consistent. No, they're all over the board. They're
yeah.
Free.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
So we go free in and is posting on my
yeah.
Sort of say, and you can go in and choose which post. But I'm just saying, by working with someone like him, it will make it more about you instead of just generic.
Right.
And it would take care of an overall. Kind of reaching different than just an immediate post.
And it's interesting, when I post things personally, I get a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
So much more engagement, right? So much more engagement. Because, I mean, think about it. You go to a page and it's a bunch of just, you can obviously tell stock footage.
Yeah.
Are you reading any of that? Are you checking that out? Or you go to the next one?
Well, and sometimes right. It'll automatically post, but people will comment on it. I don't even know people have commented. I mean, I try to look.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there are people that comment on stock.
Still get some. It's just, sure.
When you personally do it, you get a lot more,
right? So that's what we're trying to do. We meet with you, we figure out your brand, and we figure out what your direction is. And like, we have service. I have this like YouTube and social media expert, and he researches topics that you can talk about that are actually like interesting to people.
And she's great on
so,
video.
Yeah.
She is. She used to do the videos. You were. She can memorize stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't remember the first sentence. And she had the whole entire thing. And she's very comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, you are. You're very comfortable.
I don't do it anymore.
But she doesn't do it anymore. But it was,
that's okay.
The reason she did it was because the photographer did it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And there is a great photographer we use that does it, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, next pictures you have done, you can have him do it if you want.
Yeah.
But there's even stuff like that.
Yeah.
That he could help
We have a studio downtown. So we have, like, all the light setups. You know, we have a lot of stuff like that. So,
if a person was doing nothing and they wanted to use you, mm-hmm. just, like, to get started,
mm-hmm.
is it just by sitting down having a question and conversation with them?
Yeah.
Or is there something that you could say now that, in general, most people... if they've done nothing, this is a good place to start.
Yeah. So are you talking about lead generation? You're talking about social media?
And coaching with you? Or
coaching in general. So yeah, usually when I meet with people, we're getting to know you. I've got like a little form of like, hey, like what's going well? What are your strengths, weaknesses? What's frustrating in your business? Where do you want to be in 10, 15 years? I often ask people like, what's your exit plan? Which we start businesses and we don't know what the goal, like end goal is, right? So once I figure all that stuff out, then I look at your business. I usually ask for like, what do you do? I audit your schedule. And I look at everything of what you're doing, and there's often a lot of wasted time. you know, so I'm just figuring out, what are you best at? What are your return on investment activities? Fixing up your schedule, for example, figuring all that stuff out, and then starting to build systems. We do low-hanging fruit. And again, everyone's a little bit different. You might need help with, maybe you're struggling with lead generation. Perfect to start coaching, right? Maybe you are having lots of leads, but you're getting way too busy, and you're like working until 8 or 9 p.m. at night, and you need to be more efficient. That's another reason. Maybe you are doing well in some of those areas, but you really want to impact and have more better branding, marketing, so you can multiply your time, you know, with video. Like, that's great too. And how I always start with people is we get real organized and then worry about all the production type stuff later. You know, we want to get your business at a different caliber, if that makes sense.
People actually, because I don't watch YouTube.
Sure.
People, like, apparently YouTube is like, people just go and look at YouTube all the time.
Yeah.
So ask my children.
Yes, all the time.
That's all they watch. I literally got rid of satellite and I now have
my grandchildren do too. Yes. They watch kids playing with toys.
Yes.
And I'm like, go play with your own stinking toys. They will sit and watch.
That's, yeah. Play. It's funny, right?
Cleaning videos on all the clean. It works.
What? Oh my gosh. That is nuts to me.
James will tell me if you want to know how to do
it's just on
YouTube.
Even my husband, he watches how to fix this.
Yes.
And that.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking for real estate in particular, who watches those?
They do.
People that are interested in real estate.
And it doesn't even have anybody talking. It's just random music playing, and she moves stuff around in people's homes.
I'm with you.
The world's changing, so you know you either go with the chains, right? You know, we don't, but you know, it's just, I agree with you. Like, it is peculiar.
Know how to fix this,
right.
Search it. But
right.
For real estate specifically, enough people that are just so interested.
It's really topic. Like, this is where the research and stuff comes in, is finding topics that are actually interesting for people, like, and marrying it to your lesson that you're trying to give, for example.
I thought about the real estate agent too. If you're following other real estate agents, like, who are maybe big time agents, they'll post all kinds of their listings all over. And just 30-second videos, just to kind of get it out there. I was like, oh, let's check this out. But really, I'm trying to sell it to somebody here, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you can link it to your Facebook, imagine. And then
they
just searched how to search for homes. And here's all the YouTube videos on how to search for homes.
There's hundreds of thousands.
I mean, the videos are kind of like your yard already.
Yeah. 2023 buyer's report from NAR, that's where they were talking about the videos, you know, were just so effective. But so people do look. They just like to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you said, even if they're not saying anything.
Yeah, I can't talk in a video. My own voice is just so cringe.
So I'll say, let me wrap up with a couple things. I'll have you guys fill out this little QR code next. First off, I just want to encourage everybody here that my first video was awful, and your first video will.
Still on there.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Okay. You could probably go all the way back if you want to see how it's changed. I've even changed my branding, my niche as I was figuring out my business. I ended up leaving my job just because I just didn't want to be in a corporate kind of culture or whatever, and then I did Instagram. We literally sold fitness coaching through DMs on Instagram and creating content, you know, so I know this works. enjoying that. And then, you know, I went through this whole process of switching the content. But my first fitness video was embarrassing, even though other people said it was cool, I guess. And then, you know, the first time I did, I had a passion for college students. So I did a little speaking tour at University of Tennessee or whatever, talking to college students or whatever about purpose in life. And, you know, I did a bunch of college content for a while. And then I started doing the real estate stuff, started working with Brandy, talking Keller Williams real estate here, you know, et cetera, doing all these videos. And then I started doing more business content. So it's a living, breathing organism, and you're seeing what works, and you're gonna suck at first. Welcome to the club. My first week in selling books door to door, I was the absolute lowest salesperson in the group. And you know what? That's just how it goes. Like, you gotta struggle to get good at stuff. So whether you have a cringe voice, some people don't like your voice. If they don't like your voice, they're not gonna watch your content. So they're not even gonna, if you're for, the way algorithm works on social media, which again, I think we should do a social media talk sometime, but if your content's not good, you know what the algorithm doesn't do? It doesn't send it to everybody to laugh at. It just doesn't show it to people. So you don't need to be worried. Does that make sense?
They're laughing, they're seeing it.
That's right. That's right. And if they are laughing, maybe it's funny or something, right? You can be comical. You can be sarcastic. There's all these ways. So, but anyway, you know, if you're somebody who does want to take your business to the next level, whether it's lead gen, improve your sales process, getting your systems organized so you can be less stressed all the time, or maybe it's in the social media marketing, YouTube, podcast, videography type space, then yeah, I'd love to follow up with you guys. And if not, that's okay. So scan this for me really quick. Thanks for having me. And we'll give another shout out for Smar here. This is just gonna be a quick little form. Just ask you guys some questions, stay connected, hear more about your business. I like to look at the analytics of who comes to the talks so I can be better with my marketing and how I deliver things. So there's questions of like, how many employees do you have? You might be a one person show. That's okay. You know, that just helps me understand kind of what people come in with. So again, I can keep creating content like this and improve it. Because if you're by yourself, it's more do it yourself. If most people here have assistants, then you know, next time I might talk about how to work with your assistant a little bit better with all the content. And there's just other things like that. I hopefully trying to do a Christmas card. So there's address and things like that. We just send you stuff like that. So, then there's a couple questions about, hey, would you like to follow up? There's a yes, what I would call boat one. I'd love to hang out with Joe, which I'll come around and ask people at the end or whatever, look at the form, and you can hit no there, we'll still be friends. And then there'll be a couple questions from our sponsors. We've got Samar, AAA, who's awesome. Down there, she's got a question about insurance. And then we had a loan officer who couldn't be. Her name's Brenda Price. She works at Nexa Mortgage. She's like a brokerage. They have access to like unlimited number of loans. So if you're interested in getting that process done quicker, she's got a review on the Google page too. It's pretty nice.